Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Most people, if asked, could tell you that the First Amendment contains the freedom of speech. And no wonder. I think it's because we like to talk. But did you know that there are actually five protections enumerated in the First Amendment? We have the right to speak freely, the right to peaceably assemble, the right to petition our government for the redress of grievances, the freedom of the press is protected under the First Amendment, and so is the freedom of religion. Actually, religious beliefs are protected in two ways. The first says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, meaning that we will not have a government-approved state religion such as England did. The second says Congress shall make no law prohibiting the free exercise of religion, and that's just in the First Amendment. There are actually nine more, and the first protection listed before any of the others, the very first one, is the freedom of religion. Now, if you were writing the Bill of Rights, wouldn't you list the most important right first and work your way down? I certainly would, and I believe that the framers did too. So why in our day and age does it seem that the freedom of religion is attacked on such a regular basis? It's amazing the number of court cases heard recently that directly challenge a person's right to live out the tenets of their religion without government interference. Every day, in case after case, we hear of attacks on people of faith, both in terms of government trying to tell a person what to believe, and also telling people how they may and may not live out those beliefs in their everyday lives. Thankfully, we've had some big wins, but the attacks will continue, particularly in the state of California, where those opposed to religious freedom are using a pipeline composed of a radical liberal legislature, a radical liberal governor, and a radical state Supreme Court to push laws that trample religious liberty. Couple that with the fact that California sits under the liberal Ninth Circuit, and you have a direct pipeline from the California legislature to the United States Supreme Court. In the old days, California passed it, the U.S. Supreme Court rubber stamped it, and the nation moved further to the left. It was a model that worked well until the latest appointments to the U.S. Supreme Court. In the latest session, the court slapped down several of California's bad ideas, and a couple of them dealt directly with religious freedom. In honor of those victories, the theme of this year's Montana Family Foundation's Friends of the Family Banquet is a celebration of religious liberty, and what better person to deliver the keynote address than Kelvin Cochran. Chief Cochran is a humble man of deep faith who grew up in Shreveport, Louisiana. His is one of those amazing success stories. He grew up in extreme poverty, raised by a single mom who did her best to keep food on the table. He went on to become a firefighter, spent 8 years as chief of the Shreveport Fire Department, then became chief of the Atlanta Fire Department, and finally was appointed by President Obama as the top firefighter in the United States. Then, one day someone found a booklet he had written on biblical marriage, and he was fired for his religious beliefs. After years in federal court, he emerged victorious, and it's our pleasure to have him this fall at our banquets in Billings and Bozeman. For more information, visit our website at montanafamily.org. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.